Is going on, guys? This is your boy Knuckles. Welcome to Eternal Savage Podcast, and we're back with another episode. That's right, we're here, and this is gonna be what if. No, I'm just kidding. No, today's episode is actually gonna be, is wrestling safe for WWE? Now, if you're a wrestling fan, this is definitely gonna be something that you like to listen to and check out. If you rock with me, and then I hope you just enjoy the show anyway. And if you definitely are someone that just want to hear some input, definitely, or have input, definitely go to my social medias and holler at me. So I'm your boy Knuckles, just in case if y'all didn't know. And then you can always find me on Instagram at underscore it's Knuckles Bitch One, at ITZKNUCKLEZ Bitch One. The number, not the word, underscore. You'll find me. And you can find me on Twitter at Eternal Savage as well, all together, no spaces. Now, for today's show, this is what I feel about WWE wrestling. This is my respectful opinion and just seeing how things are going with the business. And I have to say, WWE looks promising. We just now made wrestling great again for this company. And the reason why is because of Triple H. That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to Triple H, aka Paul Levesque. For those that, you know, that's our super fans that know the people behind the characters. Damn, that his wife is the CEO, Stephanie McMahon. And then her loving husband, Triple H, is the head creative for all of the main shows. Oh, yeah. WWE is back. Excuse me for a second. Now, this is reason why I believe that wrestling is now going to be saved with WWE is involved. We're not even going to talk about AEW and all the other companies. That's for another conversation. But shout outs to all of them. But WWE, let's just be real. I want to say right now on record, thank you for everything you've ever done, Vince McMahon. You are a genius. You have revolutionarily. I'm so sorry. It's my first day on my new tongue. But he evolved the game. He revolutionized. There you go. That's the word I was looking for. The game of wrestling from territories into a main event product that has been all over the world. He's been the biggest company in the world for a very long time. And he's done great things. And he does have a lot of genius stuff that he's put into the business as a whole. But as his older years, you know, when he got into, I believe, probably in his 60s and up, he's really fell out of date. You know what I'm saying? The last 10, 15 years, arguably, he's definitely, you know, lost date. You know, he's been out of date just a little bit with some of his genius because, you know, he definitely had formulas that work. And I know these characters can be larger than life. They can have their John Cena's, the Stone Cold's, the Hulk Hogan's and things like that. And that's great. But wrestlers have now proven and shown from the indies and from all over the world that you ain't gotta just be an action figure, larger than life character. And yeah, that will, if you are 6'3", 6'5", and you're at 250 solid muscle, yeah, the world is your oyster. But at the same time, that's not the only thing that you should be able to do or should be qualified for. You should definitely see, there are guys that are 5'8", 5'10", 11, 180, 190 pounds, and they're some of the best wrestling you will see in this world today. And they can have great David and Goliath type matches with big guys, but they can also give you some clinics, classical wrestling clinics by your homeboys like Ricochet, Daniel Bryan, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega's like, he's a pretty decent sized guy. He's like in between. I think he's like 6'1". But he still can give you a technical great spot field match as well. Can be a somewhat of a brute, could be in a big guy too. Basically, just wrestling has evolved to the point where you just don't have to be 6'3" and be that damn huge to be a star. Put it like that. And you can have the whole package and be a smaller guy. And I'm so happy, like for the Rey Mysterios, the Eddie Guerreros, Chris Benoit as the wrestler, not in real life, because if you know the story, you know the story. You know, the Dean Malenkos, you know what I'm saying? All these guys that, you know, weren't the biggest guys, but they were some of the best technical wrestlers you ever seen in your life. And a lot of the top wrestlers today, yeah, like, they're not big guys. Like, they're not bigger than the biggest guys. Some of the best wrestlers today are not the hugest human beings on the earth. Like, but don't get me wrong, though. The big guys are still great, too, at what they are. Like, shout-outs to Roman Reigns. Shout-outs, you know, to like, the big guys, like Big E. Even though Big E's compared, he's like 5'11", 6 foot even or something like that. And I hope he comes back from his broken neck. It's just saying, though, these guys are probably larger than life with their whole aura, but from the mic work, their presentation, their look, their style, everything they do. So it's just saying, Kofi Kingston, shout out to everyone in the New Day. I'm just saying so many wrestlers' names. Hopefully, all my wrestling fans, y'all know what I'm talking about. For the ones that don't do wrestling, I'm telling you, check these people out, man. Like one of the greatest wrestlers that ever lived, Ric Flair. He was never the biggest, but goddamn it, he is the best. He's one of the GOATs of all time, hands down. It's just about the whole package, and just, it's cool to be larger than life, big bodybuilders and things. I'm not knocking it. I love that too. I'm just saying, though, for the smaller guy or the average size guy or the guy that's just a little bit bigger than that, than the normal guy, they can definitely deliver all the way around, let's go. Shout outs to Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, all the great wrestlers, man. These guys are technical masters at what they do all the way around. That's the reason why wrestling is such a great business. And it just shows that Vince McMahon in just his older years could not get past of just eat your vitamins, bigger than life, you know, save the man, Superman, with John Cena and guys like that. And I still love John Cena, don't get me wrong. But things like that, like him and Hulk Hogan and stuff like that. So everyone don't have to fit that mold. That mold still works, but that's not the only mold. That's all I'm saying. And now that he was forced in retirement, and I'm going to just be honest, it's forced in retirement, because if you've been paying attention, you know the craziness that's been going on about Vince McMahon's career. Now, I got to pay these bills, be right back, and we'll finish this conversation. More coming back after this commercial break. All right, now back to this awesome episode. Thank you so much for that commercial break. Now, like I was saying about Vince, though. Yeah, so he's just been a little out of date with that. And he just wouldn't notice, like, that he's falling out. And forcefully, unfortunately, with all the conspiracies, all about him sleeping with other with women and paying them off and all these other things that are starting to come out slowly. To save face and to save the company a lot of backlash and BS, it's time to retire. And honestly, I'm glad that he's retired, to be honest, because it's time for a younger, fresher mind like Triple H to run the show. But it still broke my heart, though, just to know that it was sort of more of a situation where he was forced to retire, all because of the simple fact, that he didn't basically do what he's supposed to do. He said all this bad stuff started coming out. Because I'm not saying that he, you know, hurt anybody or sexually assaulted anybody. But, you know, as a man with power, and you have consensual sex with a woman, that's someone that you work with, I'm saying if you do pay, not because you have to, it's because you want to make sure that you keep BS like this out of the world. Because, like, men of power are going to have tons of women throw themselves at them anyway, or have a relationship or a friendship or whatever, friends with benefits, whatever you want to call it. But the thing is, the woman knows her lane to just keep her mouth shut. The money is not to pay her off, but it's more like, you make me feel good and make me feel better, and I'm going to do things for you to make sure that you are all right, because you take care of me, I'm going to take care of you. And you know about my wife, you know about my situation, so you're just going to keep your mouth shut. Here, buy yourself something nice. Thanks for making daddy feel good. And talk to you later. I'll see you when I see you. And you know what I'm saying? And the lady, and so, since all that bullshit is like, shit, you know, it is what it is. So, he's now retired. So, I just wish he would have retired, because he knew it's time to just live his life, enjoy his life with his family, travel the world, and trust that the company's going to make it with Triple H. Now we're going to go get off that, and then we can focus on what's going on now. Triple H is looking wonderful. Triple H is showing that he could definitely do this. He's been showing that he was definitely the guy for creative, or should be running the show with his wife anyway, since the NXT days. Because NXT, the black and gold original brand, for those that know, is the greatest thing they ever had. Matter of fact, for a short period of time, NXT was the best thing they had going. The main roster was such a piece of trash at certain times because Vince wasn't utilizing their stars and changing up their gimmicks and a lot of bullshit. It was just like, I'd rather just watch the NXT show. That's the only one that's solid, it makes sense, and actually was entertaining classic matches. And they were. NXT, to me, at certain times, and real fans of the business that watch knows, that it was better than the main roster majority of the time. For a very long time, NXT was better than the goddamn main show. And now that we have what we have going on now, this is what makes it so much better. So I'm happy that he is with the damn main store. He's with the main roster and he's running the whole show and they're following. He's doing critical things. He's been running shit since the moment he got the position. He has been making Raw has been more interesting and so much better than anything. SummerSlam was a masterpiece. With the returns, great matches, great storytelling. They even took a match. No disrespect to Brock Lesnar or Roman Reigns, but they took a match that we've seen 100 times between these men and made that shit entertaining and made me forget about all the times we've been watching these same two guys fight over and over again. They was able to make things feel fresh and dope. And it just didn't feel like the same old, same old. Because it takes, you got to have a good dance partner in the business to make sure that you can give a great match and then also sell and also make sure that it stays fresh. Like, oh my God, these guys fight each other again, but you give us a different match. But not only did you just give us a different match with Last Man Standing, the crazy stuff that you allowed to let happen, like the craziness with a tractor. They let Brock Lesnar bring his crazy, big, swole country ass out here in a tractor and pick up the goddamn ring. Come on, son. Where they do that at? Vince McMahon would have never allowed no shit like that. And I'm glad Triple H has the mindset to make something like that happen. So it wouldn't just be a typical bullshit match. Man, Triple H is just killing it right now. And he's bringing back a lot of stars from NXT back because he had great relationships. And now that he's running the show, they're coming back with Karrion Kross. They just did Dexter Lumis. They did a few other characters. You heard Johnny Gargano sign another contract. He started using Ciampa really well. I know he still lost, but he still did a great job, and he had a great match. And now people are starting to take him as the respectable wrestler that he is. Put some respect on their name. And I'm just saying, he's going to get a lot of NXT guys back and utilize them the way they're supposed to be. Karrion Kross, with the one little step that he did, and he has hair now instead of being bald, he's already has been used better in that one little segment. And warning, goddamn Roman Reigns with the hourglass, he's been doing that a million times better with that one gimmick than the 5 to 6 times that he was on Raw with a stupid gladiator outfit that Vince McMahon put him in. Idiot. Yeah, I love Vince. I'm just saying, I already gave him his flowers, but now I got to just say and call out the bullshit that he did. He wasted a lot of NXT championship-level wrestlers and made them stupid. It just couldn't take the greatness that they were, that he built up and worked with these guys, and you just threw it down the toilet. But I'm glad he's gone now, and now Vince is gone. We got Triple H in the building. He's going to take those NXT guys and he's going to get as many back as he can and watch they get the run that they deserve to have. And I can't wait to see what he's going to do with SmackDown. SmackDown has already been looking good for the last couple weeks as well as Raw. But I cannot wait to see what he has in plan for SmackDown. Now, excuse me, I'm going to have to take care of a commercial break. But as soon as we get back with this commercial break, we're going to start talking about SmackDown. All right, be right back. Okay, now back to the episode. Thank you so much for that commercial break. Now we're back after we had to pay these bills. Okay, now as you can see with SmackDown, for those who have been watching it, for all my fans that are there with it, like I have been, SmackDown has looked very promising too. We already seen that they're building up the roster nice over there. He's utilizing the stars that's over there. The storylines look fun. It's really dope. I like what they're doing. I can't wait to see what Triple H has planned for SmackDown when we get more and, you know, things done. Karrion Kross just popped up, maybe next week. I mean, this week, because, you know, it comes out live on Friday. We'll see another star come out. Because right now, I think what they need to do is start getting some tag teams. And hopefully we'll get a tag team to show up that was used to be in NXT or some or somebody or whatever they can do. Because the tag team division has been very nice. Shout out to the Usos. They've been doing great jobs going on both shows. And but I think a lot of the teams is really down right now when it comes to SmackDown. I think they need to go ahead and get like maybe two more tag teams on there that really help bring it down. Because all they have right now is the Viking Raiders, and they're doing their thing with New Day, and they just injured, I think part of a storyline, not really injured for real, but injured for the storyline of Xavier Woods. So now the New Day is not here anymore. Any other tag, and really, the tag team division really don't exist right now on SmackDown, as far as I'm concerned. It's just because all you can really think of, I can only think of off the top of my head, that has been being used is the Viking Raiders and keeping them busy facing each other. But since he just injured, quote unquote, Xavier, now the Viking Raiders is wide open. The Profits, they did, Street Profits did their thing. Shout out to them. But now they're done. And I believe they're a Raw tag team. So that, yeah. So now hopefully their next feud, the Usos will be against a SmackDown tag team. And hopefully they get some teams set up, so we can go ahead and have some future challenges, new challenges for the Usos. Roman is great. I love what he's doing. I understand that they want to make him stay undefeated until they have The Rock. Because everybody knows, that's paying attention to wrestling and also what's going on, the most common sense to make this the biggest WrestleMania of all time. And then it's going to be in Hollywood, guys. It's literally going to be in California. Duh, it's the stars are aligning. The biggest box office movie star in the world, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and now the biggest wrestler in the world and the biggest star in WWE modern era, Roman Reigns, who's been undefeated ever since he's come back as the tribal chief and has dominated the game and has a title reign of over 10 or 15 days now. And still climbing. And I understand keeping him undefeated and the bigger the star is definitely going to be the best outcome you can come at. Like regardless, Roman Reigns versus The Rock is going to make money no matter what. I don't give a damn what's the circumstances. It's going to be classic. It's going to be good. But yeah, keeping him undefeated, both of them from the same family. He's talking about, I'm the tribal chief. I'm the head of the family now. Even though, Rock, you paved the way for our family too. There's so many things from the family dynamic, from the storyline dynamic, the championship dynamic, and a lot of other things that can make this the biggest match possible. And for them to sell out everything and make sure people are spending their money, we got to keep Roman Reigns as big as possible. I know this sort of makes our belt sort of be in a hostage situation, because you want to have two champions, you know, since you got two belts, and he's holding both of them. And at least if the WWE title was free from him, and he just keeps his belt, the Universal title, the longest, keep that belt, then that way we can do some things with a new World Heavyweight, WWE World Heavyweight Champion. But since we have him carry both belts, so, and no matter who faces him, you know they're going to lose. And that's fine if he's going to lose, but that's what I'm saying. After this storyline, I hope that they figure out a way that they can fix this, because it's great that we have a great Roman Reigns doing what he does. But what makes it bad is, like, yeah, we know that no new star can really take the belt and grow, because he's going to have to keep it for that. But this is what I think they should do long term. Okay, SmackDown, they're going to keep doing their thing, and I trust in Triple H to save the business. But for Roman Reigns' predicament, what they could do is, after he faces The Rock, he beats The Rock. Okay? He beats him. Now he's the head of the family and the true representation of the family and the face of the family and all that good stuff. Cody Rhodes, after doing the impeccable master artwork that he's did with a torn pectoral and the writings on the wall, this is a title his father never held. It's a championship that has eluded his family for a very long time. And after showing that he will even work with a pectoral muscle ripped off the bone, this right there shows you that this is the guy to definitely dethrone Roman Reigns. It will be believable. It will have the family aspect, because now it's a family versus a family too, because everybody knows that's a wrestling fan, the Dusty Rhodes family bloodline versus the Roman Reigns bloodline. That's pretty fucking dope. And that's some shit that it just writes itself. So I think they should go ahead and let Roman beat The Rock. Maybe next WrestleMania, they can have a rematch and The Rock beats him, and then that can clean things up. And yeah, there may be the pay-per-view after WrestleMania, or two more WrestleManias after that. I mean, two more pay-per-views after the WrestleMania. Then Cody Rhodes is going to beat and dethrone Roman and take both belts. Or one belt. It's either two, both belts, or one. As far as I'm concerned, to make it be more powerful, I think he should just take both belts. But, he takes both title reigns. He's been undefeated for damn near 3 years. Longest title reign ever in the modern era. Let's just do it. And I think that's what should happen, what will happen. And that's just me willing it. Now, I'm going to just go on. I don't want to ramble too much. I did Raw, did SmackDown. My little input on the product with Roman and what I wish to see and maybe should see. But what is how you feel? I want you guys to definitely, if you rock with this video, I mean this podcast, sorry about that, please share this comment. I appreciate all of y'all's support and love. Thank y'all so much again. If you guys want to follow me on any social media, hit me up on Instagram at @itsknucklesbitch1, itsknucklesbitch1, the number, not the word. And definitely follow me on Twitter, Eternal Savage, all together spelled eternalsavage, all together. You find me right there. When you're on my Instagram, click the link in my bio and you can download my brand new single, Ride With Me. Also my two projects that I have, and more new music is coming, and the music video is dropping August 22nd. I appreciate all of you again. Thank y'all so much. Hey, keep your savage level over 9,000, and I'll see you guys in the next podcast. All right, peace.